For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Obama put his political weight behind Democrats in the upcoming midterm elections, issuing a stinging attack on President Trump's policies as well as the GOP in his speech on Friday in Illinois.
They're undermining our alliances, closing up to Russia. What happened to the Republican Party?
Obama told the crowd he would be involved in the battle to take control of Congress from Republicans as he continues to campaign, appearing alongside seven Democrats that are running in key congressional districts in California. This is the beginning of his efforts to help Democrats in the midterm elections. Mr. Obama is also expected to campaign in several other states, including Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Ohio. President Trump said he fell asleep while watching Obama's speech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A major West Coast freeway remains closed for a third day as a wildfire continues to rage. KOVR-TV reporter Macy Jenkins.
Wildfire dangerously close to I-5 means a long detour for truck drivers.
That took us to the 89 to the 299, but it was starving.
And that was only part of the southbound journey for Juan Martinez. He says traffic slowed to a crawl around the shutdown interstate, down to one lane each way through Shasta Trinity National Forest.
Hurricane Florence has weakened into a tropical storm, but will likely strengthen again into a major hurricane in the coming days. Florence is more than 1,600 miles from the east coast and has weakened to a tropical storm with 65-mile-per-hour winds. The storm should regain major hurricane intensity by early next week. Forecasters say it's still too early to tell if Florence will make landfall somewhere on the east coast or turn harmlessly out to sea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
The founder and face of InfoWars gets banned from more social media platforms, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Far-right commentator and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his website InfoWars banned by Twitter, as well as from live streaming service Periscope. Jones and InfoWars were banned for, according to the company, violations of its abusive behavior policy. The decision coming a day after Twitter CEO and Jack Dorsey testified before Congress at a hearing that was also attended by Jones. And Periscope video showed Jones confronting CNN reporter Oliver Darcy after the hearing, and that reportedly prompted the company's decision to ban his accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the economy is strong. With more, here's John Clemens.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, healthcare, wholesale trade, transportation and warehousing, and mining. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.